This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from the after party of the last, for now, open and decentralized Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm sorry to report, it is true. The Free State Project has reserved the entire campground for Porkfest 2022.
Oh, wow.
If you want to attend, which, I mean, they learn nothing, man. They learn nothing. And just, this is especially frustrating for me because Saturday night I was talking with next year's organizer about having Porkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival work more closely together to build the single best festival that we could, but no.
No.
They don't want to leave all that money on the table. They want to be able to charge you $50 a day for a campsite. They want some of that money that Rogers Campground is making, and they're going to go after it.
Oh, wait, they're going to get a cut of every, they reserve, they bought out the entire campground. Going to sell it, they get a cut.
As far as I can tell, that's the case. Yeah, I mean, they
or maybe they just want to make the requirement you pay.
Well, you're not getting the site from Rogers Campground anymore. You're getting it from the Free State Project.
That's what happened. That's what the Agora Alley problem.
I know.
So, yeah,
they just
expanded the Agora Alley problem to the entire campground.
Well, they did that years before as well. I mean,
oh, wow.
It was only last year that they opened everything back up. And this year they continued that. And apparently they were like, ooh, you know, this. Yeah. Biggest, most successful Porcupine Freedom Festival in history just wasn't good enough. We have to find a way to monetize it and make more money off of these people. It's very frustrating to hear this. I mean, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, if they can, they can contract. Probably don't care. You want to buy out the whole campground? You're allowed. You know, I mean,
sure.
You know, what's he going to do?
I'm not saying they're not allowed to do it. I'm just saying it's a bad decision, and I don't support it. And
well,
I think they're going to regret it.
I mean, they could, you know, try to not screw it up. I mean, you know, it's...
Oh, yes, the Free State Project trying not to screw something up has historically ended with them screwing,
you know,
something
Pork
up.
Fest, it's the thing. I mean, they're very proud of it. It's the place to be. It's the rocking and rolling and whatnot, and kind of you should. And but that's why I was...
Well, it was that way this year and last year, but in years previous...
I like the fact that it has competition. That's why I was so supportive of Fork Fest. We did the shirts. You see a lot around here. We helped promote, you know, Man Camp. You know, we went to the Dome. We did... But then, you know... Steven Zeiler and Derek Jay, that was kind of a lot of the engine behind it. You know, the FBI doing crypto, kind of explaining it to him, and we're in the Mediterranean, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, it's who's willing to stick it out?
Well, they weren't even at Porkfest last year, so I don't know how much of the engine they were, but they weren't even here for Porkfest last year. They only came for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And It was nice to be able to have both events happen concurrently in a cooperative and friendly way, but it looks like, I mean, Porkfest won't be able to take place during the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year because I'm not going
to
bow
to. I don't care.
I'm not going to bow to the Free State Project in order to get a site here at Rogers Campground, and it's very likely that with Free Talk Live's connection with Crosby, we wouldn't have to, but it's still. It's,
yeah, can't you have? Well, what are they going to do? Is Porkfest going to buy 2 weeks? Are they going to get the 4th of July weekend? Are they, I mean, how much muscle in
they attempted that last year. They were like, oh, no, you guys had the 4th of July weekend and everyone loved it. We're going to take the 4th of July weekend. As I understand it, Crosby said, no, that's already reserved for Porkfest. We're not going to let you do that.
Well,
I don't know.
We get one moment's peace. One moment where we can all just get along and people can come for Forkfest because they want to do business and talk to people, or they can come to Porcupine Freedom Festival and they can do that and go to all the meetings and the talks and the big presentations, and everyone was getting along beautifully.
Yeah, 2 years of peaceful coexistence and, you know, mutual respect and working together, not officially or unofficially, but, you know, we promoted their thing and, you know, Porkfest is the largest sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Where I see it going.
Back to where it was 2 years ago.
Crosby's 84 years old.
Mm.
He fell off the tractor this last year, broke his hip.
Oh, geez.
And he's recovering pretty good. He's a healthy guy.
I'm glad to hear that.
At 84. But he's like, hey, man. 84. He and I think we're going golfing Thursday. Every year we go golfing.
Right.
I have him on the show. How many clipboards from the man showed up? I mean, you know, it's interesting conversation. We're good friends.
We usually have him on Free Talk Live, but he seems to be pretty busy.
Yeah, no, he's been busy. You know, he doesn't care. Everybody's, Crosby won. He goes, I don't care. You know, he doesn't care. So,
well, I mean, he's
trying to blame Crosby for everything is BS because he doesn't care. You
right.
know, so, but he's willing to contract, and what happens is he's the one that has been protecting Porkfest at the gate here, none mm-hmm. shall pass of the man.
Right.
If it wasn't for him or private, somebody claiming private, this is mine, which is when they talk about wanting to buy Porkfest, I mean, Porkfest, Rogers, when they want to buy Rogers, there's meetings every year, somebody, we're going to
Don't get me started.
Whatever. So the thing is that I'm going, all right, what do I have to do? What can I do? What's your conflict resolution? That's all I want to know. You know, what am I getting for my money? So it's interesting, they got, you know, some opportunities are doing that. But then a year or two, you know, Crosby may not be the guy you're dealing with. It's going to be some hedge fund managed by the blah, blah, blah of we don't care of, you know
sure.
they do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So all this gravy train that they think and how they're going to end the relationship with, when Crosby's
this
done,
this Freedom Festival
change.
Brought to you by Clear Channel.
And don't laugh. You know, it's been Coctopus for a while, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been it's interesting example, which is why 10 years ago we started the Jackalope. In Arizona, there is nothing. It's camping, dry camping in the forest to figure it out on your own. And they go, well, where's in the speakers and the list of the microphone of the stage? You're like, you don't bring it, don't count on it happening.
Did you want a stage? We'll build it. Did you want microphones and a speaker? Well, why didn't you truck them out here?
Right, which is what happens, you know, and everybody's like, I guess it sounds like you want it, so it's you. You know, and you have competing, which is kind of how Forkfest, you know, kind of evolved around that. But
it was like, and I will never forget one year, Ian and I were doing the show, and in between segments, someone came by and was like, hey, who's in charge around here? We were like, No one. And he just you could see the confusion just overwhelming his face at this idea that there was this festival and no one was in charge, right?
Because they want to be able to convince one guy, a little something, you know, bribe money, sponsor, who they can go to get what they want and what the leadership wants, and not necessarily what the market wants.
Right.
Right.
Because it's easier for them to input something. You
mm-hmm.
take that away, then it has to be by popular support.
Right.
It has to be a free market decision if I like
right.
it.
You have to make better decisions when you're dealing with the market.
Exactly.
Whereas if you're dealing with a couple of, or even one person, then you don't have to make great decisions.
See, I'm not against Porkfest.
I'm not against Porkfest either. I'm against control.
I think that they would be better served by changing that. When the COVID year of last year, you know, I didn't care. I'm going to come up. Rogers, you open? I'm coming up. I mean, I didn't give a crap what was going on. I mean, you know, I've salmon. So I come up here, and it was open, and I was talking to a lot of the guys. I said, you know, if he's having problems with manpower, which he did, I mean, everybody's, you know, collecting whatever the hell, I go, you know, the free state, you know, hell, I'll come up and help. You know, put me on a tractor, man, let's do it. I'll mow, you know, and that's what happens. So the fact that Rogers was open last year and demonstrated, ah, screw you, all these people, I was doing interviews all last year of people that had been in their apartment in New Jersey for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't even run lockdown, no bars, gifts. I'm going, well, get the hell out. What the hell are you doing there? That's when Luke Radowski finally moved
right?
out of Brooklyn, got his fifth wheel, learned how to shoot a gun and weld, got all man camped up at Jay's. He's a different guy now, you know? So it's
well, fear
it's
is powerful, and these people were, a lot of these people were just terrified of thing that was, you know, really no more threatening or dangerous than the common cold, because the media had just, for the last year, it's just been peddling exactly that narrative. It's all you see is fear and fear and fear. The people who sit there and watch television 35, 40 hours a week, they're terrified.
CNN.
Yeah, I mean, all they have to do is unplug their television and take a look at the world around them, and they go, oh,
right.
yeah, the media is blowing this way out of proportion. But they don't do that. They're addicted to that glowing box. And they're going to feel whatever it tells them to feel.
I'm happy with the way things... See, when we have Freedom's Phoenix, the idea is the rebirth of freedom from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch. That was the idea.
Right.
96.
Mm-hmm.
05, internet starts getting video, boom, we open it, here we go. And I knew we had to go through this. You got to go through the ashes. And we're going through the ashes. Here we go.
Here we go.
That happens,
back through the ashes.
What's going to survive that? We are. And all the tools that we got, it's all good, man. We just sit there waiting for the long run.
You can go to freedomsphoenix.com to find out more. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021 here at Rogers Campground. You're still invited to join us. We're here until July the 4th this year, and next year it's looking like the dates, I don't recall now exactly what dates we're looking at, but next year we're going to be doing both Somalia Fest prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then Fort Fest after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Chris Wade has finally joined us. Good morning, I guess.
I'm late, but I'm here.
It's fine. So you haven't heard anything that's... I've been in contact with Dennis Pratt. I mean, you were there last night when I emailed him asking for clarification. It's true. They bought out the entire campground. They've doubled the early bird ticket costs, and they are not happy. They've accused people who attended, who were physically present at Rogers Campground over the last week, but who did not go down into the bowl and did not buy a Pork Fest ticket. They accused them of, quote, theft of service. Now, this would include all three of us. Well, I think you bought a ticket. And you technically had tickets, and I technically had tickets, too.
I had a bunch of tickets.
But none of us actually paid for them. Yeah, none of us picked up our tickets. I even went down there.
We were paid for, but not picked up.
Yeah.
I paid for mine. I picked it up.
Theft of service is the word they're using to describe the peaceful coexistence of Fort Fest with the Porcupine Freedom Festival that has happened the last 2 years, has now come to a crashing, bitter end. It's heartbreaking to see them go back down this road. I mean, you would have thought they learned their lesson, right? When they kicked out Free Talk Live, essentially, and they locked down the campground, numbers just plummeted year after year after year. They opened things back up. Last year was described as one of the best Pork Fest that people had ever attended. This year was the biggest, and a lot of people are describing it as the best one they've ever attended. But next year, we'll be back. We'll be back to having someone up there at the front checking to make sure you have a wristband or a Pork Fest sticker on your vehicle or whatever before you're allowed into the campground. And there will be pork rangers again cruising around, searching people's vehicles, checking for wristbands. Oh, no. How can you be at your campsite? You're not wearing a wristband. You're stealing from the Free State Project by merely being here and not bowing and kissing the ring of the Free State Project.
We brought cool people here and you didn't give us money for it. How dare you talk to them?
Well, we brought cooler people here, and Fork Fest, on behalf of, I don't know if they wish to remain anonymous, certainly did give them money. So if they want to say that, you know, the Fork Fest attendees stole from Pork Fest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, okay, then just take some of that 10 grand that was donated on behalf of Fork Fest and consider it your payment for those people who came here and didn't buy Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets, because there was certainly not $10,000 worth of product, of service, as a result of that donation.
Right.
So,
that wasn't a donation. That was paid for advertising. That wasn't all that good.
We need to compare what happened versus what we've seen in past years. Like when Dash sponsored the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there were Dash people everywhere. They had Dash logos everywhere on all of the Pork Fest stuff, and there was a great, big, enormous banner that you could not miss on the outside of the pavilion.
Right, yeah.
Now, Pork Fest instead got one of these banners like we have hanging up here that no one can see because we're not streaming video, so I don't know why I motioned to it, hanging off over in the corner. And if you look closely on the screens that were often not even on, the television screens they had that they were using as projectors, they often weren't even on. It would occasionally mention Fork Fest or show the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on a cycle, and it put Fork Fest on the same level as some of the $500 sponsors and the $10 sponsors. It was basically $10,000 to have a banner displayed in the main pavilion. Off to the side.
Yeah, it wasn't up to the level of expectation that I think anybody who is more aggressive, and you know it.
I mean, can you imagine what Fork Fest could achieve if we just took 10 grand and invested it into the actual Fork Fest festival?
It effectively was almost a donation. But
I would absolutely qualify it as a donation because, okay, Dash, you are looking to make money. You're looking to get Dash popular. Like, you're trying to get a secondary benefit out of this. Fork Fest isn't making any money.
That's true.
We're just doing
this for the love of it.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is absolutely a donation.
Well,
it'd be nice if you advertised too. Hmm?
It was also a plug of the Crypto 6, which was tremendously helpful. The only thing I regret about that whole thing is that during my presentation, I didn't point out to people where they could buy Free the Crypto 6 shirts. I mean, you were sitting there motioning to it, and I was like, okay, of course I'm going to plug the website, because all I saw was Free the Crypto 6. I was like, yeah, obviously. I didn't think about actually pointing to people, hey, go buy the shirts up there.
Yeah, yeah, we had them. We actually sold less than 20 t-shirts the whole event, which
really?
Was really pathetic. We actually sold, I think, more at Westmoreland Day Market Day event than we sold at all of Porkfest.
Well, knowing who the Crypto Six are and what's going on there is probably going to make people more motivated to buy the t-shirt. I mean, a lot of the people here had never heard of it. They didn't even know it was happening.
Right. And that was part of the, you know, part of the reason there weren't that many shirts sold. There also wasn't a lot of traffic. I mean, you know, some of this isn't really the Porkfest organizers or anything fault, so I don't want to suggest that. I'm definitely not saying it was. But it was partially, you know, we could have done a better job in promoting it. And I think next year, you know, participants of ForkFest will definitely do a better job of promoting it. It's
well, ForkFest is still occurring. I suspect most of the people who come to ForkFest heard about it from Free Talk Live and therefore know about the Crypto 6 and will therefore be more inclined to buy a Free the Crypto 6 t-shirt. But that isn't the case with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is just persistently being promoted on Facebook from random libertarians versus, you know, Free Talk Live, which is the primary promoter of ForkFest. So anyone who comes here from ForkFest is more likely to buy a t-shirt than someone who came here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, right. And interestingly enough, a lot of people who come to ForkFest are more knowledgeable about what's happening in this space within New Hampshire. So a lot of them already have t-shirts. So
also true.
Yeah,
it's always great to see people wearing them, right? It's like, yeah, support.
It is. It's absolutely awesome to see people, and I'm always amazed at the number of people in New Hampshire that have them and are wearing them at just every event that I go to.
That's awesome. So that's freethecrypto6.com. If you don't know what we're talking about, well, the short version is that on March the 16th, I, Ian Freeman, and Rich Paul, as well as Colleen Fordham, a 60-year-old grandmother, by the way, and Renee and Andy Spinella, were all arrested and indicted by the FBI on various charges. The all of them white-collar crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, they kicked in our doors. They basically ripped the Free Talk Live studio apart and the residence there that contains it. I mean, they broke out windows and flew in drones. It was a horrific display of violence, all for white-collar crimes. You know, the same thing could have been achieved just by showing up at noon or with a phone call saying, hey, we have a warrant for your arrest, and we're going to come arrest you.
Yeah, it was a no-knock warrant, too, so there wasn't any, you know, there wasn't any knocking at the door.
Yeah. So go to, well, there were in some places, as it turned out.
Oh, yeah, there was a no knock warrant for the Free Talk Live studio.
Okay,
but,
as well as my house.
Yeah, as well as Aria's house. Yeah, you don't need to knock for those places. They like free speech. Now the Spinellas and Colleen's, I think as well, were regular knock warrants.
Oh, interesting.
More coming up here from ForkFest. We'll be here until July the 4th. You can still get down here and hang out with us. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is get here and hit your site with Rogers Campground. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are two disturbances in the Atlantic that officials are watching, only 1 month into hurricane season.
Dr. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center saying the chances they develop are low. Bevin adding none of this season's symptoms so far have been very intense. A Miami Beach area condo collapsed last week, killing at least 11 people and leaving 150 unaccounted for. Luba Rosenbach is a resident of the Champlain East Tower building, which was built by the same developer of the condo that collapsed. She joins Fox News to discuss whether she feels safe in her building.
This minute, I feel confident being in the building because we've done so many inspectors came here and reassured us that we're in a good position. We are really, we don't have any structural damages as of now.
This is USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden promoting his infrastructure plan in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Fort Fest 2021, Fort Fest 5 here at Rogers Campground. The only open and free Liberty Festival happening at Rogers Campground, evidently. Fort Fest is returning to its old ways. I mean, it's disheartening. It's... After the wonderful Porcupine Freedom Festival that we just had, it's so disheartening to see them not just anxious to return to their old ways, but adamant and even hostile that they must return to the old ways of reserving the entire campsite and making vendors register and pay a premium for Agora Valley, which I haven't heard they're going to do. But if they've reserved the camping sites, yes, Agora Valley is going to be significantly more expensive than a site down here.
Yeah, that was definitely a mistake.
And we've seen this happen. We watched this evolve. This is the reason that ForkFest came into existence, was because of this sort of nonsense.
At the very least, what I was able to confirm is these first four rows, the area commonly known as Agora Alley, is limited to vendors. So whether they're going to go as far as they have in years past and charge extra for those sites or not, they are restricting
those. Well, they certainly will. I mean, they're not stupid. Those are premium sites.
One of the problems with charging extra for those sites is that vendors don't actually end up making more money off of those sites, so it doesn't actually incentivize them to be in Agora Valley.
No, that's why they 2 years ago they moved like two or three rows down, so they didn't have to pay those incentives. The only one who remained was Sean.
You're not getting more traffic. Like it's funny because like I had
people are going to go where the vendors are, regardless of where the vendors are at.
I had a site in Agora Valley, and I have always had a site in Agora Valley, and it's like every year it's actually gotten worse in terms of the traffic flowing through since I've been here. And we had like 1,700, I think, people in attendance at Porcupine Freedom Festival. We actually had more traffic that year, but every year since, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse as more and more vendors move out. And this year, even though there was quite a few vendors, the traffic didn't return. It was really bad. Now, we had a popular product, so we sold a lot this year, but it still was really, really low, its traffic flows. There was more traffic flows outside of Agoura Valley, I think, than even inside Agoura Valley.
Most likely. I mean, it certainly isn't going to be worth paying a premium or anything like that.
No, definitely not.
We're just going to see vendors move again, just like they did 2 years ago, down where they don't have to pay an arm and a leg for a site. And evidently, the Free State Project considers the entire campground during the Porcupine Freedom Festival to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And to that end, they have already reserved the entire campground, every motel room, every camping site, every RV site, in order to ensure that people who purchase Porkfest tickets have a place to stay. Now, this sounds to me like there are a lot of really irresponsible people out there who bought tickets to an event without checking to see if they actually had a place to stay when they attended that event. Doesn't sound like a problem that, you know, anyone else should be solving, but those reckless, irresponsible people who bought tickets to an event and didn't actually check to see if, you know, there was space at the event. That's not the Porcupine Freedom Festival's fault. It's certainly not Forkfest's fault.
Well, and that's still not going to solve their problem. There are only 300 sites here, and if they're selling 2,500 tickets again next year, they're only ensuring that a guaranteed 300 sites worth of people are going to be available.
Does that 300 include motel rooms and
that I'm not sure. That I'm not
everything?
Sure. That's a number I've heard tossed around. I have not verified that with Rogers.
Okay.
There's only 300 campsites?
That's why RV sites?
I
think it's probably total.
Total of these,
campsites
of these
RV
individual sites. Now, obviously, more than one person can stay on one RV site.
Yeah, right.
We have a ton of people on our site.
Sure. And you know, it's interesting because in past years, they've kind of frowned, Rogers has found around on that, but it's like, if you have more people attending than there are campsites, you can't have like one or two people per campsite. You have to start sharing.
Yeah, well, and they do charge money. If you have more than two people on a campsite, they charge $5 per
person per
day. So they're still making money, and everyone's happy.
They've kind of backed. Rogers has backed off on that because obviously they are making more money if you add people to your campsite and share. But
I don't know if they're making more money or not, but because of all of this, Somalia Fest is returning next year. It's going to be June the 17th through June the 19th. That's the pre-party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, of course, Forkfest will be occurring after from June the 27th through July the 3rd. The 4th is on a Monday next year, so I don't know how Rogers Campground is going to handle that, but it seems silly to tack on the extra day and have it be an 8-day festival because people arriving here on the 17th are going to be sick of this place by July the 3rd. I know that I'm already looking forward to returning to my nice air-conditioned house in Keene and just relaxing and not being here. But, you know, I do love being here. That sounded really negative. But, you know, one does get tired of camping.
There's only so many weeks in a row that you can go camping without the proper facilities to do so and
And I'm not even camping, you know. I'm in a motel room. But even then, I mean, there's so much stuff I could be doing in Keene that I can't do here. And that's just creating a backlog of stuff I'm going to have to do when I get there. I mean, there's an entire server sitting in my studio waiting on me to build it that has arrived while I've been here.
Yeah, I mean, this is a problem with busy people, right? You know, it's like there's some of us who are really busy. And some people, you know, they're working for somebody else and they don't have anything else they really have to do, and they just get their days off, and it's a nice, fun, relaxing thing. But when you're working for yourself, or you're like in charge in some capacity, you know, you got things to do, and they build up over time.
They do.
Yeah, they really do.
But we are here for Forkfest 2021 until July the 4th. That's the final day. It's June the 28th through July the 4th. You're still invited to come down here and hang out with us because we're going to be here. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is get a site, which seems to me like the first thing you would want to do when looking into attending any festival is, where am I going to sleep? Like, to me, that's just such a common thing. I'm going to a music festival in September, right, in Louisville, Kentucky. And, like, before we even purchased the tickets for the festival, we made sure that there were motel rooms nearby at which we could reserve rooms. We bought the two things simultaneously. The idea of buying a ticket to the festival and then just showing up there and hoping I can find a room is absurd. I can't imagine anyone operating under that mindset. But clearly it was enough of a problem that the promotion of ForkFest as coinciding with the Porcupine Freedom Festival is, quote, promotion of theft of services or some sort of nonsense like that. I'm interested to hear what sort of services were rendered that we didn't pay for, but a lot of wild accusations being thrown around at Free Talk Live and ForkFest.party. It's disheartening to see them. I mean, this was the biggest year for the Porcupine Freedom Festival by far.
And one of the best years. I mean, I've gone to a couple of ForkFests prior. This is by far the most fun I've had.
Yes.
In that time.
In years. But part of that is because they weren't doing, you know, all the, you know, searching vehicles and all the other nonsense, right? It's like they actually took a more relaxed approach. And I think we all have a better time as a result. But if you revert back to some of the bad old ways, and it wasn't always like
this. I mean, we know
this.
How this goes.
It only was like this in a couple of years ago, right? But a couple of years ago, it got pretty bad. But the other Porcupine Freedom Festivals were much more relaxed. They were much more like ForkFest is now. And it was great as a result this year.
Yeah, it's frustrating that, you know, just a few days ago, we were here opining that ForkFest had achieved its goal. You know, we had re-freed up the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and immediately after the end of it, the biggest year, the best year, they clamped back down. I wish it wasn't true. You know, we started hearing the rumors yesterday, and I was like, there's no way that's true. I was just talking to the owner literally less than 20... Not the owner, the organizer.
Yeah, Dennis Pratt.
I didn't want to name him.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter. I didn't name him. Literally less than 24 hours before, and we were literally in person having a conversation about how can we work together to promote both festivals and make them both the biggest and best festivals that we can. And less than 24 hours later, it's like, nope, you're not allowed here anymore. Because you're stealing from us somehow. And, you know, we do regard the Porcupine Freedom Festival as this thing that just sort of happens down there at the bottom of the hill. But as far as I can tell, that's the most accurate description of what's been going on.
I mean, you know, what's kind of interesting is we actually are participating in some respects in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know.
Certainly.
So it's kind of disheartening to hear, you know, an organization that you're effectively a project you're supporting kind of come and attack you in reverse. You know, it's like I don't like all of this, you know, fighting. You know, it's just
it's a waste of time.
It is. We should be working together.
I agree
and
entirely.
Go very well together. There's no reason they should be separate.
They certainly did this year, and I mean, next year we were hoping to sandwich both sides of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I mean, we're going to, whether we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or not. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 5. You're still invited to come down and hang out with us. We're here until July the 4th, and it's going to be an amazing event. It always is. There's still people coming in, I've noticed, and I'm happy to see it. And, of course, it's only Tuesday. Even more people will be here come Thursday, come Friday. It's going to be a great time. You can still get down here. Just get your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. But before we get into what we actually were discussing, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com, it has everything you need to learn on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. Just click Getting Started at the top, and it will take you to a number of short videos that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrency. But if you already know the basics, Bitcoin.com still has something to offer you. You can find their news articles at news.bitcoin.com. They collect all of these stories, and they put it in a way that's clever and original, and it's relevant to you. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, check it out, news.bitcoin.com. Now, we were just having an off-air discussion. There may or may not be some frustration with the Free State Project regarding how they've decided to handle the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year. And someone asked, you know, I tend to donate money to the Free State Project. Is there somewhere else that I can donate money instead to show my disapproval of some of these moves? And, of course, my answer was amp.freetalklive.com because that's sort of my job here.
That's a little self-serving, but there's some others, right?
Well, it doesn't serve me at all.
Well, it's also incredibly effective. Free Talk Live is one of the biggest amplifiers for the Liberty Voice in the world.
It is the largest libertarian radio show in the world.
Yeah,
Anything that directly gets Free Talk Live on more stations is going to be a huge impact for every dollar.
Yeah, and that's all that money is used for, is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, which is why it's called the AMP program.
And to get the ideas of liberty out there.
Yeah, and to provide people
that's the
with...
keyword.
And to provide people with a way of expressing their opinion. You know, it's a call-in show, ordinarily, where people can call in and express whatever opinion they have, even if they're a bigot, like Scott the Bigot. We argue with them, we dispute them, and we put them in their place, but they have an opinion where we allow them to express it. Now, there are other good places to donate money to. Will, you mentioned one.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a really effective effective organization here in New Hampshire. And what this is a group, they take every single bill that gets introduced to the New Hampshire legislature and they comb through it and they find out, is this a pro-liberty, an anti-liberty, or neutral piece of legislation?
God, and that sounds tedious.
It is. I could only imagine being a volunteer having to read through these bills, most of which will never actually make it anywhere. But they come out and they come out with these handbills that tell people how to vote in Sense. So when a representative shows up for their committee meeting, they have a list of things that have been vetted by volunteers saying, this is a pro-liberty piece, this is an anti-liberty piece.
I mean, it would be nice if the representatives read the bill themselves, but as long as we have someone reading it for them, I guess.
The problem is there's a lot of bills, right?
Yeah.
And there's no way that every rep is going to be able to read every bill.
Well, we may be stumbling upon the issue here is that they're passing too many laws
in the first place. I agree.
I've never actually seen one of these bills. I could only imagine that the vast majority of them are highlighted in red, anti-liberty. it would probably likely just be a few of the ones that were actually rolling back the size and scope of government that actually do get their blessing.
I've never seen any of the bills that get put forward to the New Hampshire State House or the State Senate, but I know how the federal government handles its bills, and they're gargantuan monstrosities that are unfit to exist.
We do have a little bit of advantage in New Hampshire, so every bill before it goes to the House and Senate, I guess, has to be heard by a committee, and the public has the opportunity to speak on those bills.
Be ignored.
And it can be effectively killed in committee, so it never actually gets to the House or Senate. If it is a bad bill. So I have spoken on many bad bills and also in favor of a few good bills as well that we've gotten passed mostly as a result of the migration movement and liberty-minded people moving to New Hampshire. So we are moving in the right direction. We don't have control, to get rid of the state effectively yet, but,
Certainly.
It's coming.
The other nice thing that they do is in addition to those resources for representatives that are showing up to these things, they also rank the representatives themselves. So you'll end up at the end of the year with a scorecard that this was an A+ representing, meaning they voted pro-liberty every single vote, or this is a B, or this person got an F, meaning their status.
So they rank both the bills that get put forward to the representatives and the representatives themselves.
Correct, based on the voting history from those bills that they audited.
Now, I imagine the website for them is nhla.org?
I believe so.
That would be my best guess. It sounds reasonable.
If not, a DuckDuckGo search can probably locate them pretty quickly.
So that's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's also the Cato Institute. I'm not opposed to giving them money. I know some people are, they're controversial for some reason, but they are pro-immigration and anti-borders, as far as I can tell. So that's a good place if you want to donate to a libertarian cause.
And a lot of these are political bodies, NHLA,
certainly.
Cato, and that's not really my cup of tea, but they do enough on their own to kind of use that as a amplifier to kind of get the message out, especially with their rating of the different representatives. So it's not just flushing money down the political drain like a lot of other think tanks.
What about you, Chris? What would you recommend people do to donate money to the causes of liberty?
Honestly, I think those are some pretty good places to donate. There's probably lots of others, but as far as directly very libertarian causes, those are probably the best that you named right there. Just the AMP program and
the NHLA.
NHLA.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. The NHLA, from everything I've seen, I mean, there's a few of these in New Hampshire, aren't there? There's a competitor to the NHLA or something like that? Or maybe I'm thinking they do it at the national level.
That I'm not sure.
I don't recall, but I know the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been talked about frequently on Free Talk Live and the awesome work that they do.
They have been very consistent for years without really deviating from their core principles.
I would suggest instead of donating money to the Free State Project, start putting that money aside and use it to move to New Hampshire and take part in the Free State.
Just got in here. That's nhliberty.org.
Nhliberty.org. Cool.
Well,
thank you.
I know they're always looking for volunteers to wade through these bills. They give you a little bit of training, what to spot for, how to spot things that are kind of traps where they're not really pro-liberty, even though they may look like it. And then you can review these bills and help them to come up with these lists.
Well, if you like reading tedious legal documents, that sounds like the job for you. That's nhliberty.org, I think is what he just said. I've already forgotten it.
NHLiberty.org.
NHLiberty.org. Awesome. So I would still recommend the AMP program, but that's because I'm, you know, a part of Free Talk Live and I care about it and I want it to reach a larger audience, but it's not a zero-sum game, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't donate to the NHLA and donate to Free Talk Live instead or any of that. I would suggest that donating to the Free State Project is probably not the best use of one's money. Instead, put it aside and use it to move to New Hampshire. To me, that would be better.
That is the best idea I've heard ever.
Well, just stopping donations to the Free State Project.
Don't even worry about donating. Just move.
Yeah.
People have to save up money in order to move.
Well right, and that's what I mean. Save that money and move.
But if you have to choose, your being physically here is more important than donating anywhere. But if you can do both, or if you're not able to move, these are good options.
New Hampshire certainly has a lot going for it. I mean, it's the home of, I think, the largest Freedom... No, I think Freedom Fest in Vegas tends to be bigger than Pork Fest.
It is. It's more big tent. It attracts a lot of conservatives and things
Yeah, it's more Republican than it is. And it's curious. It's unclear at this point whether or not I'm going to be at Freedom Fest. I've emailed the organizer, and Mark was like, hey, just so you know, Aria is trans. She's not your ordinary trans person. I understand your reaction, but we still want to go to Freedom Fest, and I haven't gotten responses to that, so I don't think I'm going to be at Freedom Fest.
How is Freedom Fest anti... Okay, I understand it's more of a Republican crowd than it is... a liberty, little bit liberty slanted Republican crowd, but it's
well, they're liberty leaning conservatives, as I've been told. I mean, I'm sure there's some libertarians and voluntarists among them.
Yep.
I mean, there are every year that Free Talk Live goes, at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard that a lot of the attendance actually is, or a certain percentage of the attendance actually is very liberty oriented, but it is definitely coming from a more conservative angle than a libertarian angle.
Yeah, and you don't get that here at ForkFest, which is what I love about it so much. Just no one really cares about what you do at ForkFest. Just don't violate the NAP. Be you. Have a good time. And don't do anything stupid like jump a pool fence at 1 o'clock in the morning while drunk. That was not the best decision I've ever made, but it was fun. I had a good time last night.
People make mistakes, and I think people will forgive you here if you do make a mistake, but you've got to recognize that you made a mistake, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But don't violate the non-aggression principle, and I don't think anyone here would have a problem with you.
Yep.
More coming up from ForkFest. We're here until July the 4th. Get down here and hang out with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.